USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
State senators in Indiana approve a near-total ban on abortion by a single vote in a rare Saturday session. The bill would prohibit the procedure unless rape or incest is involved, if the pregnancy is less than 8 weeks post-fertilization, 12 weeks for someone younger than 16 years old. In either situation, a notarized affidavit attesting to the attack would be required. The legislation now moves to the State House for public testimony and possible amendments. President Biden back in isolation after testing positive again for COVID-19. There have been no reemergence of symptoms, and the president is doing quite well, says White House physician Kevin O'Connor, who adds there is no reason to reinitiate treatment at this time. Upcoming trips out of Washington have been canceled. July turned out to be the best month for Wall Street since November 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
New York City declaring monkeypox a public health emergency a day after New York State declared a disaster emergency over the outbreak. The Big Apple, the epicenter of the outbreak in the U.S., is getting 80,000 doses of the vaccine to deal with monkeypox. The U.S. has more than 4,600 cases of monkeypox. About a third of them are in New York State. The Biden administration is thinking about declaring monkeypox a federal health emergency. More than 50 Ukrainian prisoners of war were killed and another 75 were wounded in an attack in a separatist-controlled area of eastern Ukraine. Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other for the deaths of the POWs. According to Ukrainian officials, the Kremlin launched nighttime attacks. The International Red Cross is asked to visit the prison to ensure that the wounded had proper treatment. The $1.3 billion Mega Millions jackpot will not be going to me. It will, however, go to whoever bought a ticket at a Speedway in Des Plaines, Illinois. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been sending buses of migrants from his state to the nation's capital to make a point about the Biden administration's immigration policies. More than 3 months and more than 5,100 migrants later, local officials in the nation's capital say things are at a tipping point.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has asked the D.C. National Guard to be activated indefinitely. Bowser's request comes as more than 150 buses from Arizona and Texas have brought more than 5,000 migrants to Washington, D.C. in the past 3 months.
We think they're largely asylum seekers who are going to final destinations that are not Washington, D.C., but I fear that they're being tricked into nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States of America.
Bowser's request has so far gone unanswered, according to reports. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale College in Michigan, said he would launch 50 charter schools after Tennessee Governor Bill Lee called for 100 of them to open in his state. But the future of those schools are now in the air after Arnn said to an audience that included Lee that teachers are, quote, trained in the dumbest parts of the dumbest colleges. Lee, an advocate for charter schools and school vouchers, has since distanced himself from Arnn. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.